Now, going back to purple is the color, how do you meet? Because you just mentioned you're coming from Linz, which is not too far, Lower Austria is not too far from the Czechish Republic borderline. And there you're playing with three great Czechish musicians.
Yeah.
Where are they coming from? From Prague? No, or other little cities from Czech Republic? How do you meet? When? How does it happen?
Yeah.
This encounter.
Sure. So my colleagues are actually coming from small villages. It's all in this area of Ostrava. Stjepan Flagre is from Tisek. This is a little village, and Martin Kotzian is from Frenstadt. And I'm sorry, but I don't know the name of the village from there. Anyway, so it's not from Prague. And for instance, tomorrow I'm going to Czech because we will rehearse till Saturday for our big release concert in Vienna.
I have to explain that we are recording this exactly one day before Nasum presents a concert again, which you were playing
last year
in 2019 at Forgy and Best. So your concert is going to be in October, the
16th.
The 16th of October.
In the Radikulturhaus in Vienna. This is our big release date for the EPEC album on Wednesday. Uh-huh. And then we will rehearse in a little village and we'll be locked in.
Where are you playing?
We are playing...
What has been your experience with your music concerts since the start of this so-called pandemic? Pandemonium, I would say, with lockdowns, cancellation of concerts, festivals maybe, and the like.
Make a long story short, of course, we were all kind of disappointed because we would have been playing in very nice festivals like in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkey again, Greece, very big festival in Athens. That all was cancelled, of course. But as it is a worldwide thing, there's nothing you can do. And for me, and I think also for my colleagues, we are trying to see those things positive. So for me, it was a great opportunity to really practice again for many hours a day and to get some new material and to improve technique and whatever. So I kind of I'm still enjoying this time I have now.
As a composer, has this inspired you?
I think as a piano, not only as a piano player, but I think as a... What inspires me is that he's never... That in his point of view, music was always fluently, and I think as a jazz musician, you easily drop into this thinking of there's a chord and there's a chord and there's a chord, but Bach was never thinking in chords; he was always thinking in voice leading, and that's besides this, as he was composing in, like, let's say, three, four, or five voices, he gave each voice the same equality. And this is also political, very interesting, because he never says there is one lead voice and there is accompanying. There's always four main voices, and they are talking to each other. So there is no king and the normal people. There's always, like, the same eye balance. And this is very interesting nowadays. If you learn to think in this way, then you don't see anybody else as lower or higher as you.
What is your experience through the years as four elements making an ensemble, a quartet, that become one? Purple is the color.
It is hard work. It is because we are four individuals and we are definitely four not easy guys. We all know what we want and we are all growing. And of course we are growing in different directions. So I think the main work is that we stay together. It's like yeah, that you don't give up somehow. There are like seasons, and we had some difficult season, and we had already very beautiful seasons. So, yeah, this is the main experience I had. That it is really a work in progress. It's a working band.
Your interaction with Mika, with Music Austria.
Yeah.
Where have you traveled through their support? Because you were selected as part of the
NASOM, yeah.
And together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, where have you been thanks to this program of 2 year support, and in which stages, in which scenarios you've been playing?
Okay, first of all, I'm very grateful that we got this opportunity. It is a great opportunity. I mean, right now it's not great because we cannot travel. But for example, last year we have been in India, really exactly 1 year ago. It was September, the mid of September. We had 3 shows in New Delhi, and then we went to the Maldives and had 5 shows on different islands. And this was a very, very strange experience, because first of all, we played in jazz clubs, that was very nice, and then we had once a trip into the old city of New Delhi, and which is very poor people living there, and the traffic is very like crowded and stinky. And for me, that was one situation which was really astounding, I can say. Imagine thousands of people in short place. It is loud. There are like this tuk-tuk and cars driving whatever, and people are talking or screaming, and it's the dust in the air. It's like really so much noise. And then there was this muezzin singing in this very calm, peaceful voice, and it was like so strange. There's this mess, this noisy cloud of everything, and then through this, there's this smooth, chilly singing, and it was strange. Yeah, and yeah, this was only one experience, but we had really a lot of festivals and a lot of experience. Like, we have been playing in Turkey a lot of times, and people treated us so nicely there. And this whole NASOM thing is a great thing for us. And people we met everywhere, we meet so many heartful people. It is no matter if we are in Poland or in Turkey or in India or in Italy, people are so nice to us. And this is a great experience. And I mean, I think I would love to bring this idea of our music, of this relationship and the purpose, the color, to the people, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning before you are working on a solo album.
I'm working on a solo project. I will, in the future, will play some little solo concerts. I already played a little solo concert, a live stream solo concert. And there will be some little concerts in future. And then I will going to record them, hopefully next year, definitely, yeah.
Besides this solo project, what are with Purple is the Color, your projects, tours, concerts for 2021 and beyond?
There are a few concerts this year, or actually there's our big release concert, which should have been on the 2nd of June. It's now on the 16th of October in Vienna, and then we are playing a showcase festival in Brno, Czech Republic, which is very interesting because many people from foreign countries hopefully can attend, and we are hoping to get some new connections anyway. And it looks like if January there will be a little tour, like in the northern part of Italy. There's a festival we are going to play, and we will play in Borgi and Bess, in Vienna, and in some other part of Austria. And of course, I hope that all those festivals we couldn't play this year will be postponed to next year. And yeah, my goal or my goal for the band is to extend the whole concert playing. I would love to play more, and I would love to play kind of all over the world, even though flying is an issue right now, I would say, also for the environment thinking. I would love to play more now in Europe as well, to be more connected to the Germany part, and in France and Belgium, several UK. But my main goal is to play more with the band. Yes.
Now, as an Austrian, as a jazz composer, musician, do you believe there's an Austrian jazz? And if so, what makes the jazz born in Austria different that deserves to be called Austrian jazz? Compared to help you to the Nordic jazz, to the American jazz, to the Latin jazz?
In my opinion, my point of view, the Austrian jazz scene gained a lot of self-esteem the last years. And out of this result, there is kind of developing an own style. I think that we are still always still in the progress. And what I can hear in the jazz music or in the improvised music, what is created here in Vienna especially, is that there is a lot of humoresque
humoristic
attitude to improvisation. Mm-hmm. I think, as I said, compared to the Nordic, they are very lyrical. They have these long spaces and they have these beautiful melodies. I think and the US jazz is very colorful, very rich, and also rich still, rooted in the tradition of the jazz blues tradition, of course. I think also the fact that we are in Vienna, we have the door to the Balkan, so we have like really this influence also from this Balkan folkloric odd meter stuff mixed together, and there's a lot of, as I said, fun kind of or humoristic way of dealing with improvisation. There's also a lot of colors. Yeah. But I think it's still at the beginning. I think Vienna is going to be very, very interesting in a few years. I mean, it still is. Very in the beginning, I see.
So you, yeah, exactly. So you see it like just the very, very start. There's an egg is being hushed.
Yeah.
And the big rooster or
totally.
The big hen is about to start singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good analogy you said. Yeah. Yes, I think so.
That's why we are having in my program Jueves de Jazz Austriaco. Austrian jazz, because I feel that it's amazing, because you have your colleagues coming from Tirol, from I don't know, Styria, Karelia, Kärnten, I don't know, you being here in Niederösterreich, in Lower Austria, so you have all this mixture of even dialects. You
definitely
have those people singing the. There's one thing, and here goes the question. You think the Austrian jazz is based in a sense of identity, of Austrianity? I don't know if you could say Austrianness. You see what I'm saying? Of feeling being Austrian. Like here, the dress, even the big politicians, they feel proud and they wear this here in Vienna. You don't need to go to Tirol, to the Alps, to find these shorts with leather shorts or but you find them, and the hats. It's something that I as a lover of tradition and being in love with the motherland, or you call it in German the fatherland.
Yes.
But what will you say there?
I'm not so sure if this is true. Of course, I think it's also like becoming. Yeah. For my approach, I'm not thinking so much of being an Austrian. I mean, of course, I'm an Austrian, but I'm also very influenced by all those things, of course, and of course, many colleagues are as well. So I'm not thinking about an Austrian hymn or some folklore of Austria, and I'm also not interested so much into this. But there are colleagues of mine who are putting those elements much more together, and I think this is also like growing in right now. It's still not. I think there is no Austrian style, I would say, right now.